Funboy Speaks, episode 322, An Audible Ownage.
I don't know if you heard that or not, but that was an application called Chirp.io. And what it does is it uses audio to communicate information between mobile devices. It's kind of useful on the iPhone because you can't really use Bluetooth for that, although that's an interesting way to do it. And now the Chirp app is also available for Android as well. And let's say it's a very clever way of communicating small bits of information back and forth. Now the reason this came to mind, because this app's been around for a while, and I'd heard about it on a Legal Deport podcast at some point a long time ago, but it came to mind very recently because I heard about this thing called Bad BIOS, which, or maybe not Bad BIOS, but there's some. Bad BIOS is another thing, I guess, but there's this whole concept of being able to essentially compromise some systems on different sides of what they call an air gap, meaning systems that aren't, you got one system that's not connected to a traditional network or that's accessible to the outside world and one that is, but they happen to be within earshot of each other. And the idea is you could compromise, you compromise a system on the network and you compromise a system on the other side of this air gap, and you can communicate back and forth using an audio channel. And it's not done audibly, like, for example, with Chirp. And, Chirp is very, very much supposed to be audible, but you could make a very similar system used on inaudible frequencies or, frequencies that most people can't hear. And it's very plausible to do that. I mean, it doesn't seem like that big of a stretch that you could get two systems in a room. You fire up the microphone, on one of them you send out a barely inaudible frequency sound, and then you have something else in the room that can hear it and transcode it. I mean, none of that sounds particularly, infeasible at all. And, especially, these days, I mean, laptops and desktops all come with sound cards. I mean, I remember the days when you had to buy that stuff separately. And it's all built in, and disabling it is just, I don't even know if you can do that in some cases, right? It's just there. And, the system certainly, this is probably not something that most people have to worry about. I mean, this is definitely, if you're doing this kind of stuff, you're probably trying to get into some really high security environment. Because, and let's face it, most people, most corporations, aren't doing this kind of stuff, right? Or they're not doing anything that that you'd have to compromise an air gap using audio. But I mean, I guess it could be used in, you do it in companies too, right? I mean, I heard about it in the context of higher security environments where you would have to bridge an air gap. But let's take it a step further, right? The traditional sort of malware gets in, right? And, sort of the traditional mechanisms, and believe me, people still click on links in email and are compromised, social engineering or whatever. But rather than communicate over a network necessarily, right? Or, where you find some way out that's not through the corporate firewall, right? So you stealthily hide around in there, but you do reconnaissance and communicate information using an audio channel. I mean, that's a totally, it's a totally plausible attack if somebody wants to do that. And just think about it, right? It's a way of remaining undetected for, a long time, because, I mean, they may not be able, you may not be able to get information between systems using sort of the traditional network, but maybe you get information between systems using, using an audio channel. I mean, it's just another way to communicate data, right? I mean, yeah, let's face it, dial-up modems are audio, right? I mean, it's all audible stuff, but because phone lines only transmit audible ranges of audio. But I mean, so this is all feasible and totally, I'm sure somebody way smarter than me could certainly do it. And there's some attack or some, virus or whatever that apparently uses this kind of mechanism, and it's totally feasible. So I guess, now in addition to, putting tape over your video camera that's built into your laptop, I don't know how you disable the microphone. I guess you could disable it in software or whatever, but, Because that, again, that's built in. And how do you make that so that doesn't work? Well, I don't know. So, I guess it comes back to what I've said before, which is that if somebody really wants to get your stuff, they're going to find a way to do it. No matter how many precautions you take, no matter how many things you do, if somebody really wants your stuff, they're going to find a way to do it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't protect yourself and do smart things and not do dumb things as far as security goes, right? That means you should still take as the normal precautions, right? Because that'll keep the obvious stuff from happening, or I would call the accidental stuff. But if you're targeted, I mean, and you got a really smart attacker on your hands, they're going to find a way to get your stuff. They're going to find a way to get this stuff communicated. It may take them months, weeks, or years, but it reminds me of something else that I've heard in the past. The hackers work 24/7, right? Whereas we work 9 to 5, and they're the good guys. But the hackers, yeah, they're definitely working overtime to get your stuff. And so I guess we'll hear more about this audio side channel stuff, in the InfoSec press or whatever you want to call it. But it doesn't surprise me, and I'm sure they'll find some other way to communicate information, without being detected by the traditional sort of InfoSec tools. And audio is a clever way to do it. I mean, we've been using audio to communicate, not technologically speaking, but as humans, I mean, that's how we communicate. So it makes sense that that's just another sort of communications medium that they can use.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.